And welcome back to the show, the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. Danny Lipford along with Joe Truini. And if you would like some more fresh, clever, and practical ideas for your home, sign up today for our free newsletter at todayshomeowner.com. We'd love for you to be part of the group of people that receive our newsletter twice a month. A lot of information, very timely information there that can help you have the best-looking house on the block. And along with that best-looking house comes painting. And there's so many people that take on painting. Most of the time, it's a very gratifying type of project. It's very easy to do, very inexpensive to do, but boy, you want to do it right. Get a lot of questions along those lines. Thought it'd be great to visit with our old friend Nick Slavik, who's been able to help us over the years quite a bit. Nick, welcome to the show once again.
Thanks for the opportunity, guys.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hi, Nick.
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, we get so many questions about painting, and one of the things, and I thought we would revisit a few of the questions that we've gotten here recently, see if you can point our listeners in the right direction. One of the things we hear a lot is people talking about that they, you know, sanded down a piece of furniture, or recently we were talking about a front door, and they sanded it down, but of course we don't know how far down they sanded it, and they stained it, and they're waiting and waiting on the stain to dry. And I'm talking about 4 or 5 days later, or some situations, other situations where primer's not drying. What's the main problem when you have a situation like that and a homeowner is trying to get something to dry? What happens in that situation?
The number one cause of that, in my experience over the years, is either old or frozen or defective can of actual product. Obviously, humidity, temperature, and everything can handle that. But if you're somewhere between 60 and 70 degrees, and you put on either a stain or a primer, and it's still not drying, that tells me that there's usually a defect. You know, somebody left a can of primer out in the garage, and it maybe got a little frozen, and now it's not doing what it should.
Okay, I can see that exactly. And a lot of times we also wonder if, have you mixed it thoroughly? Because all paint and primer is going to have a little bit of separation as it just sits there, whether it's sitting on the shelf at the home center or at your house. It's funny, you know, a lot of times some things you should not shake. Some things have to be stirred, right?
You're like James Bond.
Yeah, like James Bond, right.
Yeah, so the general idea is any sort of clear varnish, any film-forming clear, you really shouldn't shake because it can put little micro air bubbles in there that sometimes don't go away.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, and that's on the label directions as well. I've seen that most people either can't read it because it's printed so small or they don't. But yeah, I have seen that on varnishes, Nick, where they say, stir it, don't shake it. And I had a question from a pro's point of view. You can go to any home center and buy a primer top coat combination. You know, you don't have to prime anymore. You just put on this one coat. Is that true? Does that actually work? And do pros use it? And if pros aren't using it, then I certainly don't want to use it. I can just as easily put on two coats of paint. I put on one primer coat, which I've done my whole life, by the way, and then I just put on the top coat. But now that these have been out for 5 or 10 years, Nick, what is your advice or opinion on those combination paints?
So the way I couch it is, I'm a pro, and the products I use are more like race cars. They do one specific thing perfectly and very efficiently. And there are lots of products that can generally do an okay job, but they're not, you know, a primer and paint in one will generally never be a great primer, and it'll generally not be the best top coat, but you do get some properties of both. So honestly, the times where I have seen these primer and paint things work is where somebody has a kitchen remodel and half the wall is new drywall, half the wall is existing drywall, and it's kind of tempting to be like, well, do we need to prime everything or can we just do two top coats? If you get one of the primer and paint products in one for interior walls, I've seen good luck going right over bare drywall and existing stuff. And if it's a good enough version of that, it'll actually not flash. It'll be an even finish and it'll all look good at the end. Now, what we're not trying to do here is work with adhesion problems because we're doing interior walls. So you're not having to get a special adhesion primer.
Right, right.
You're also not trying to stop any bleeding from anything. So really what you're doing is technically just putting on two coats of a really thick paint, and you're not really needing the primer aspect of it. But anything else, like if you have exterior wood, if you have interior oak cabinets that you're going to paint, honestly, go with the race car. Get the specific primer and then the specific enamel. You're going to get a far better result.
Yeah, I could see that. Yep.
Hey, we're talking to Nick Slavik, who is with Painting and Restoration Company, a nationally known paint expert. Hitting a few of these questions here. Another one I wanted to ask you about is, let's say we have a homeowner, maybe a new homeowner that just bought a house. It's an older house. They go in, they want to, you know, put their own footprint on it, their own personality in it, and they are trying to figure out if that trim and the doors in the house are painted with oil or latex. Tell us, our listeners, about the little tests they can do to determine if it is oil or latex.
Absolutely. So you take some rubbing alcohol, just denatured alcohol, rubbing alcohol, put it on a rag and wipe it. And if you're basically just cleaning the surface and polishing it, it's an oil. If it reactivates and softens the paint, you're dealing with a water-based paint.
Okay. All right. And if you have oil on there and you want to go with latex, what's the most important step in making sure that latex is going to stay there?
So there's a couple approaches. One I'm less interested in. I've known a lot of professionals and even homeowners that take an intense amount of time and sand it, make sure it's got some tooth to it, and they can get some water-based things to stick to it. But that's a risky game. You're still going water over oil. What I like to do is a process called SVT, sand, vacuum, and tack rag, and then use a primer that will adhere to it. My favorite is still oil primer, but I can still get it in my region of the country. As long as you can get a primer to adhere to it, then you can go ahead with any top coat you like.
All right, that's good, because that's something that is a terrible thing when someone just doesn't pay attention. They get the latex because the guy at the paint store said, use semi-gloss latex, you'll be fine. a few months later, you're looking at it and going, well, I really, really feel bad. That's great. Well, Nick, always great to talk with you, and I know we're going to have a lot more questions. And by the way, we're going to talk a little bit more to Nick, and that information and those really important questions and answers will be featured on our podcast. Nick Slavik, thanks so much for being with us, and stick around. We'll be right back with more Today's Homeowner Radio.